Hello, guys. Oh, God. I'm really, 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 really nervous. I am doing a solo podcast right now on my channel. This video is going to be really long, unedited. I really wanted to start to incorporate more of, you know, talking on my channel. I know I already do that a lot, but I just wanted to maybe start it off by, I don't know, doing like Emma Chamberlain type shit, you know? I'm on my Emma Chamberlain type of podcasting, you know, my solo groove now. This is not to say I'm not going to be, you know, having another podcast. I will actually be doing a podcast with my friend Jessielle, but I just wanted to come on here and talk and do my own little solo podcast. I've always wanted to try it. Madeline and I are still friends, by the way. It's just, you know, I just wanted to talk today and just like let some things out. I don't know. I think this is good to be on my channel, but the audio is also going to be on the Not What We Expected podcast. If you guys want to listen to it without watching, that's going to be in the link below. So you guys can go check out our old podcasts and, you know, listen to anything you haven't listened to already. Drink of the day. I got a Starbucks. I got a pistachio latte. It's pretty good. I mean, why does it cut? Okay, now it kind of tastes like paint, but anyways, not the point. Welcome. I hope you guys are having a good start to the new year. It's actually 3:30 p.m. right now, and I have to get ready soon because I'm going to be going to a birthday dinner today. It is Sunday, January 28th. I'm very excited to go to that, but there are some things I want to catch you guys up on. So, first, let me start from, I guess, most recent, the ending of 2023, I wanted to talk about failure and how that affected me a lot. So the end of 2023, I got fired from my last job. I don't think a lot of people know that unless, like, I'm close to you, I told you, but I got fired and that was so detrimental to me, I feel, in that time. It was in November, so like at the end of the year, and it was awful because, you know, December and I have to get like gifts for everybody. I barely even got anybody gifts, and if you did get a gift, be grateful because I was really down bad. I don't want to talk about it, but you know, now I got my money up and I'm doing really good, but that was like a testament to really get out of my comfort zone because I had already established a really comfortable routine and schedule when I was working at that second place, and everything was going really good. So the fact that that kind of shook my world and I was so clueless and helpless into what I wanted to do next, I was kind of like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? Like, I feel like a failure. And I think I briefly talked about it in Vlogmas, like in one video. I got vulnerable and I talked about how I felt and like my self-worth in the fact that I didn't have a job and like what I wanted to do career-wise. It's kind of still up in the air. Okay, I'm only 23 now, and a lot of us, I don't know, I feel like a lot of it is like in my head thinking that I have to have a career and like use my skills to good use because of my family, for my family. But at the same time, it's like I need to look out for myself. And I think I wasn't thinking like that. I was mostly like, but for my family. And like that happens a lot in, I want to say, like, our culture, in our like Hispanic Latino culture, if you are, and it's like exhausting and draining, and like you just kind of have to roll with the punches. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. I mean, we could go deeper into it, but basically that really threw me in for a loop at the end of the year, and I felt like my life was crumbling. But yeah, another thing I wanted to talk about is that I had gotten into a relationship in where I thought that it was going to be good, like throughout the whole time. But then I realized I put a lot of hope and trust into a person who turned out to be somebody completely different. And like, I wish I really did take my time to fully get to know them before I got like manipulated and gaslit. When you deal with a person of that stature, I feel like it's very hard to try to understand them, because I was blindsided and I let them walk all over me. And I tend to let even like family, friendships, relationships often use my kindness. Like, I've never found something in where it was kind of mutual in the intentions. Like, it kind of sucks because dating now is very difficult, and I just wish that, you know, I wish love was easier. And it should be easy when you find the right person, you know? But it's like still a thing. I don't know why I care so much for it. I'm just like a lover girl, guys. I'm a lover girl. And I just can't. I don't know. I never thought that like this shit would happen to me. But here I am talking about it. But I mean, the best thing I can do is like move forward and just try to not even, I don't even think I need to understand why they did that, because at the end of the day, I don't think they're gonna change their mind of what they think of me. And that's so hard for me to. For someone to hate me or like not like me is so hard for me. When we built a connection, it sucks because I will always see them. I will always see the good. And part of me was always also like, should I talk to them? Should I try to reach out and be ask them why? But then I feel like I wouldn't get the answers that I want, and I wouldn't want to hear something more that'll hurt me. So it's been hard, but I'm trying to keep my head up along with some family issues that, like, some news that I currently just heard that sucks. And that's just how it is. Like, we can't change that kind of shit. And it's real and it's happening. But I am really grateful for my job now. I think I'm learning so much. I love the fact that I'm learning, especially like with I have previous knowledge of what I do now, but I'm really excited to keep learning and making what I'm doing a career. I really do enjoy it a lot. And when you find something that you like, I think that's really special. Along with being grateful for my friends. Dude, I'm so grateful for y'all. Like, I don't know where I'd be without them. I feel like I'm very friendship oriented. Because they've been there. And why would I not care and love them the way they have for me? Granted, you know, some more than others. But I will always have so much love for the people that I connect with. And I think that makes me so special because I will never be surface level. I always want to get to know you so deeply, and I want to know everything. Like, and I guess sometimes I feel like I might be too much, but the right person will not make you feel like you're too much. The right person will not judge you. And I really am grateful because my friends don't judge me. They love me for who I am. And I think that's so fucking awesome. Like, there's no other way to describe it, but it's like a really amazing platonic love. And if you find that, that's really fucking rare. And, like, you know, I feel like I really just did just have to talk about this shit and, like, let it all out. I don't even know what I'm saying sometimes. But I feel like this year I really want to regain my, like, where I'm spreading my energy towards. I don't want to spread myself too thin for people, and I also don't want to give energy to the wrong people because my energy is so sacred, and I wasted so much time and energy on somebody that I thought was gonna also think it be sacred. And I don't know. I think I really need to be intentional with my energy and my space. I just fixed up my room recently. I'm still making changes. I'm purging a lot of the stuff that I don't need, which I think is really good for my mental health and my physical health, just to be in a better space. Your space is so beneficial for you. And this is like my sanctuary. You know what I mean? Like, I take this shit very seriously. But yeah, I think changing up my space. Oh my God. I'm also gonna change up my look. When you give me that look, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my like pelican fly. I mean, you're so shy. I'm loving your tie. He likes to look at the guy with a thing in his eye. Oh, yes. Sir. Oh, another thing is, like, okay. So the birthday dinner that I'm going to today is one of my, like, a high school friend. And I'm so, like, it's crazy how 2024 already has given me people in where, like, you are here talking to this person because you are building a connection, and this connection is gonna lead to bigger, better things. And I genuinely feel like 2024 placed, like, people like that to show me these are the right people. This is where you should be heading. And it's crazy because I think that's so cool. And oh my God, not to mention, like, some of my dreams have been crazy lately, but I'm glad that I'm getting to meet new people that I've known in the past, and we're growing together and learning each other again. And I think that's so good because sometimes you do need space from somebody to meet again. And I think that's awesome. And another thing is that I'm just, like, really excited to go and, like, reconnect with these people tonight. I'm kind of nervous, but I think it's going to be good. Okay, on my Instagram, I have extroverted introvert because I am such a fucking extroverted introvert. I feel like I can be social, okay? Don't get me wrong. I could talk. I could yabba-dabba-doo my mouth. I can yap a lot. Literally me right now. Why do you think I have a YouTube channel? Because I like to fucking talk. When I have nobody else to talk to, I'm talking to a camera. But I think I am pretty social. I like to, like, today I was at Starbucks, even though I shouldn't be at Starbucks. This was, like, one of the first times I've been in Starbucks in like a year. Not a year, like a couple months. But I was at Starbucks and I was chopping it up with the cashier register. And she was like, do you have the app for the Starbucks? And I was like, no, should I get it? And she was like, yeah, because you get buy one, get one free. And then like, I don't know, we were just talking. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to get the app. It's okay, whatever. Anyways, she started laughing. I'm glad I made her smile. I'm very grateful for like small interactions like that. But whatever, not the point. The point is, when I'm introverted, I tend to distance myself and really recollect and build myself up to a place where I can then be social and be extroverted. Because I love to get to know people, but I do need my space. I do love my alone time. And I think it's a thing where, again, it's being intentional with your energy. And I really want to focus on that this year. And this whole week, this past week, I've been so intentional where I'm putting my energy. And I'm so grateful that I have the power to do that. Like, you have the power to fucking change up what you thought and how you feel. And don't get me wrong, I do let myself feel all the fucking emotions all the fucking time. And I also try to remind myself that I'm not always a work in progress. Like, social media makes you feel sometimes like, oh, you need to work on this, you need to go to the gym, you need to be reading, blah blah blah. You should, but like sometimes it's okay to fucking rot. It's okay if you don't read. It's okay if you don't go to gym. And when you do, that's awesome, cool. But sometimes you're not always a work in progress. Sometimes it's okay for that to be delayed. And I feel like people don't remind themselves that often. Like, we just need to be more kind to ourselves. We're just human beings. In this really big fucking earth, there's so much that is so much bigger than us, if that makes sense. We're so minuscule. Minuscule? Minuscule. I'm such an idiot. I don't know if any of this fucking makes sense, but I just want to yap because I have so much energy right now from this coffee. This is my second coffee, by the way. I made my first one at home, but it wasn't that good. I think I put too much sugar in it. But this has got me cracked the fuck out. I need to get ready. I think I'm gonna get ready at 4:30 because the dinner is at 5:30. So yeah, I'm kind of nervous. I think I already said that already, but I'm low-key kind of nervous. But it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. We're going to a restaurant that I've never been to before, so I'm really excited. I also want to cut back on my drinking. We're getting deep because I kind of realized that after, you know, this relationship that I had ended, I was coping with alcohol and I found myself doing this thing again where I would come home from work, want a drink, then another drink, and then I would get drunk, go to sleep. And that happened like, I want to say like 2 days in a row after. And I do that. I realize I fucking do that. And I don't like that I do that. So, and like, I have to like keep myself busy in other ways to cope, because if I don't, I will spiral. And granted, I have been spiraling in different ways. You know, I got this bed, I changed up my space, but I think that's like healthier rather than to be putting my emotions in a downer, which is alcohol. And that's like a whole conversation in itself, but I feel like, yeah, not healthy. So I want to cut back on that this year. I guess this podcast is going to be about like setting my intentions for what I want this year. I also am taking a break from dating immediately after this relationship ended. Again, I hate the fact that I'm talking about it, but also if you're still listening, then that means you at least care a little bit. After I immediately wanted to download every dating app, immediately wanting to seek validation from others. But I don't need that. I realize I don't fucking need that. I don't know why I do that every single time something I thought was going to be good ends. So I have not gone on. And I really want to. I really want to, like, talk to somebody, but I don't need to. I know that I don't need to. It's not a necessity, and time will, you know, prevail. I'm not in a rush. Again, freshly 23. Don't need a rush on anything. And I think that's also, like, one of my biggest issues. I tend to immediately want to give one person everything. But again, that's how you fall in this vicious cycle of not getting that shit in return, because I think I fall too fast. I give people the benefit of the doubt too much. And I think I need to really, really build up a better guard. Because usually they're down all the time. I'm such a gullible, trusting person. But I think I really want, that's what I, like, again, really want to set my intentions and where I'm putting my energy to and remind myself that. And I always think back into, like, I'm talking to my younger self, like my little kid self, because I don't want her to get taken advantage of, you know? And I think people should start talking to themselves like they're talking to themselves as, like, if they were 3 or 5, you know? So that's what I've been doing, at least trying to remember. And yeah, you know, all I've been wanting to do lately too is just, like, be home, go to work, go to the gym. I really do want to read, but I've been so fucking lazy. Like, I'm so bad. But I think it's something I need to start incorporating a little bit more. And just be intentional with everything. I think that's, like, my main, that's the word of the year for me. Intentional and energy and staying myself. Because I was questioning the beginning of this year, my personality and feeling like I had to change it to fit a certain person, but I don't. And you should never feel that way. I've always been really authentically myself. Sometimes people do make me feel bad for it, but I try to block that out. Because I've had the tendency to always be positive, treat people with kindness, because that's what my mom's taught me. And my mom is the same way sometimes, where she's just too nice. And I tend to be that way because, you know, that's how I was raised. But I think it's time to fucking push back. This is going to be my year where I push back and I have to stand up. Like, enough is enough. I think the lover girl in me is still there, but I think I need to be intentional and not give that out so easily to anyone who, you know, I think I need to really set a bigger and greater standard for who I want in my life, for who I choose to come into my life. I feel like I have the great amount of people, great amount of a solid system, support system. And I think that's really good for me right now. I tend to self-sabotage that, though. And that's another thing I'm trying to work on, where, you know, I shouldn't distance myself too much, but at the same time, know that I need the space to grow, to learn, to think, to come back, to build friendships and relationships. So You know, it's a learning curve. It's a learning process. We're all growing. We're all learning. It is not what we expected, clearly. But, you know, we're rolling with the punches. I'm, like, happy, I guess, now where I'm at. And I don't want to continue to self-sabotage anymore. Like, this is, like, really a turning point for me. And I just want to be intentional with my feelings. I'm sorry I keep saying that, but it's true. With my feelings, with my emotions, with who I give my energy to. Like, come on. We need to learn that this year. 2024 is all about that. Yup. I also want to, travel more. That's on my bucket list. But I think, I don't know if I'm going. Oh, my brother's yelling. My brother just got the PS5, by the way, guys. And I... Oh, whoa. My bones be cracking. I don't know. I just had a lot of fucking thoughts. So, thank you for listening and, like, hearing me out and letting me rant. This is a platform where I can rant and feel safe. Oh, about it. Oh, God. Okay. But... yeah, just wanted to let that out there. Also, if you were watching in video form, I'm wearing these, like, funky headphones. I couldn't find my other headphones, but, like, it looks like, hello, how can I help you? Because it has, like, the microphone stuck to the headphone. I don't even know where I fucking got these. I think I got these at, like, my first job. I don't remember, but, yeah. I think I had to let all that shit out. I really do think I feel a little bit better. God damn. Guys, I got too excited about feeling better. Sorry, drink break. But yeah. In other news, let's talk about other things that aren't fucking existential and about me. Because there is more things going on than me, and I think we need to remember that. There's so much bigger things. What was I gonna say? Oh, I deleted TikTok and Instagram literally today. I really think I need a detox from that. The only thing I really want to be on is YouTube. I really want to build this shit up. And I love YouTube, so that's something people can't take away from me. I'm sorry, you can't. What's another thing? I don't know. I think I'm very much focused on what I want this year. But also, I'm not gonna look for anything, I think, for a little bit. I want things to naturally come to me if they're worthy, you know? And I think whatever, like, God or the universe has planned, I think that's fine. I think I'm just going to take it day by day. I think that's what we should be doing, you know? But, yeah, I don't know. I think that's enough for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Like, comment, and subscribe. And if you're having a rough start, just know it's okay, and, you know, things will get better. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Like, comment, and subscribe, and I will see you guys in the next one. Bye.